Sachet Olah Paratez Bav Mishnah Dalet Bayin Shechat Tzo Binisarim O Biyariv. A house that was partitioned up with boards or with curtains. Minat Tzadim O Minat Koros. It was either partitioned off on the side, creating a room on the side, or it was partitioned off by the ceiling. You made a partition lower than the ceiling, creating a drop ceiling. Tumah b'bayis is kelim shebechatzot tahir. If there's a tumah, such as a kezayis min hameis, inside the house, any kelim, any utensil on the other side of the partition would remain taught, as even though the tumah that's inside the house is metame the contents of the house, the other side of the partition is considered like a different house. It's not in the same aisle, and therefore it's protected from becoming tumah. Tumah b'chatzot. Kelim shebabayis tmei. But if there's a tumah on the other side of the partition, the kezayis min hameis on the other side of the partition, in such a case, the tumah would escape the partition, and all the kelim inside the house would become tumah. As even though we said the other side of the partition is as if it's in a different aisle, that's only to protect the kelim inside the other side of the partition from becoming tumah. But when there's a tumah on the other side of the partition cannot stop the tumah from escaping into the house. And the Rav compares it to a case of a kli charis that's mukat mid psil, an earthenware kli which only becomes tumah from the inside, that's tightly sealed with a cover. In such a case, if there's a tumah inside the house, the kli cannot become tumah since it's tightly covered. But the din is that if there's a tumah inside a kli charis, even though that kli charis is mukat mid psil, tightly covered, the tumah would escape the kli charis and be metame the contents of the house. So we see from there that it's easier for a tumah to escape than to enter. So therefore, when there's a tumah inside the house, the kelim on the other side of the partition would be tar, and the partition would stop the tumah from entering the other side of the partition. But when there's a tumah on the other side of the partition, the tumah would escape and be metame the contents of the house. Kelim shebechatzot im yesham poseach tefach tmeim ve'im lav tahor. If there's a tumah on the other side of the partition, that we said that the tumah escaped the partition and metame the contents of the house. But what about the kelim on the other side of the partition that are there together with the mace? In such a case, the Mishnah explains that only if the place where the house is partitioned off is at least a tefah by a tefah, would the kelim on the other side of the partition become tumah from the tumah that's there. But if that space on the other side of the partition is less than a tefach by a tefach, even though we said that the tumah escaped the partition and is metame the contents of the house, but the kelim that's together with the tumah on the other side of the partition would remain tar, as since it's less than a tefach by a tefach on the other side of the partition, it's not considered an oil, so therefore the tumah would not spread within that part of the house itself. And kelim on the other side of the partition would remain tar, even though they're there together with the mace. But the tumah from the mace would escape the partition and be metame the contents of the house. So we have an interesting scenario over here, which is that the tumah on the other side of the partition is metame all the contents of the house, but not the kelim that are together with it on the other side of the partition, since the other side of the partition has less than a tefach by a tefach. Somebody who partitioned off his house towards the bottom, by the ground. He raised the floor by partitioning off the house on the bottom with boards or with something else. Tumah b'chatzot kelim shebabayis tmei. If there's a tumah, kezayis min hameis, on the other side of the partition by the ground, that tumah would escape the partition and be metame the kelim in the house. Just like we had in the previous mishnah, that when you partition off a house and there's a tumah on the other side of the partition, the tumah escapes the partition and is metame the kelim of the house. Tumah b'bayis. If there's a tumah kedayis min hameis inside the house itself, kelim shebechatzot im yesh bim kaiman tefach al tefach al rum tefach tahirim v'im lav tmei. Any kelim on the other side of the partition on the ground, if between the raised floor and the ground there's a tefach by the height of a tefach, in such a case the kelim on the other side of the partition are protected and are tar, just like we had in the previous mishnah, that when there's a tumah inside the house, the partition protects the kelim on the other side of the partition. The imlav tmei. But if there's less than a tefah by the height of a tefah between the partition and the floor, the kelim on the other side of the partition would be tumah. Even though in the previous mission we did not mechalik, we did not differentiate as to whether there's a tefah on the other side of the partition or not. In all cases, the kelim on the other side of the partition would remain tar. But this case is different since the partition was done by the ground. And the mission explained Sha'arto Shabayas Kamo'u Adatahum. The ground of the house has the same din of the house all the way down to the depth. So if there's a tumah in the house and there are kelim inside the ground underneath the house, those kelim would become tumah. So if you partitioned off the house by the ground, the kelim on the other side of the partition are no better than kelim buried in the ground underneath the house, and if there's a tumah in the house, those kelim would become tumah, unless the partition has a tefach by a tefach by the height of a tefach. In such a case, that would be considered a separate oil and would be protected from becoming tumah. But if there's less than a tefach by the height of a tefach, those kelim would have the same din as if they were buried in the ground underneath the house. If there's a tumah in the house, those kelim would become tumah.